I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Film Sack, a special episode of the Film Sack where we do a watch along with you at home because someone's out of town, specifically Brian Ibbett, who's out. Yep. He's in Chicago right now.
Hey, everybody. I'm waving from Chicago.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's windy here.
Yeah. The Big Shoulders or whatever they call it. Is it the Big Shoulders?
Windy City.
Oh, I thought they had a shoulder name. Didn't they have a shoulder name? There's some kind of shoulder name for Chicago, right? Hold on.
I don't know.
City of Big Shoulders?
What shoulders?
Maybe.
Yeah, this is a thing. Hold on. It is Chicago.
Really? City of Big Shoulders? Yeah. I've never heard that nickname for it.
It's it came from a poem, and it stuck, I guess. So it's Windy City. That's still true. City of Big Shoulders, and then also where all the pigs were slaughtered in the early 1900s.
Nice.
Yeah.
This town. I'm sorry, but it's. No, that's a worst nickname I've ever heard. It's the source of the worst liquor in the world of all time.
No argument there.
You're not gonna throw any shade on their pizza, are you?
Well, I mean, it's Chicago style pizza, so it's like
lasagna with a crust.
Yeah, lasagna with a crust.
It's not pizza.
It's good though.
I like Chicago.
I do too. It's a great town. It's Chicago.
I love it.
All right. Well, since you're there, we're here doing this, and this is an episode of The Twilight Zone. We're going to watch it along with fine folks at home. You can get it on Netflix, and you should cue this up before you go any further with the podcast. It's season 2, episode 6 is how it's listed on Netflix. Don't be confused because it's actually episode 42 total, but it's weird. So just do that. Use Netflix. Go to season 2, episode 6. It's called The Eye, or just Eye of the Beholder. And that may be familiar to a lot of people because it's kind of a popular one. Anyway, we're going to watch this together. You're going to want to pause right at the black screen before anything happens and then come back to the podcast. Okay, you're back. Hey, welcome back and well done on your pause. It's good to have you back. here we go. We're going to count it down. We'll do the 3, 2, 1, go. So it'll be on go. And
we're going on go.
Yep, we're going on go. And
which
will now.
Follows one.
Yes. So that will be in 3, 2, 1. Go. Uh-oh. Mine didn't go.
Kind of paused a little bit more.
Hold on. Let's start that again. Try that again. Really? My bad. Okay.
Oh, my God.
Three.
Wait, no, I'm not ready.
just hit the back 10 seconds button, and it'll take you right back to the
Yeah.
You don't know what I'm watching on. I'm watching on my Xbox. All right, go ahead.
Why would you do that?
What?
Because it's on my TV. I'm sitting right next to it.
It's fine.
Imagine Brian Dunaway in his living room, and he's got two pair of headphones on.
Yeah, so?
You use what you have to use. It's not a problem.
That's right.
I do not judge. All right, here we go. For real this time. 3, 2, 1, go. All right, we're going. There you go. You got the mucus.
Don't press skip intro.
No, do not skip intro.
I would have already did.
You're screwed.
Dunaway can't.
We haven't done one of these in a while. Kind of missed these. What was the last one we did? Was it the 30,000 feet?
No, that was the first one we did. The last one we did was The Boy, right?
The Boy Who Could Do Anything.
Right. Which was one of the ones that was in the movie.
It's a Beautiful Life.
Yeah.
Yes, Beautiful Life. Exactly what it was. No. Who puts those kind of doors in a hospital? It's going to paint your fingers.
My closed captioning is like Gotham font.
Oh, oh interesting. Mine's not.
Look at that. Like we can see it. Look at it.
It's very clear.
Mine's Helvetica.
Mine's a creepy lady behind a curtain with shadows.
This is what did George Costanza in that episode of Seinfeld, The Contest.
George!
Ooh. Are you listening couple to ladies me, George? Behind the counter.
Yep.
Or the curtain.
No, they were dudes, weren't they?
No, they were two ladies. Oh, later on, another scene in the same episode was two dudes.
Right, because he was where there was his mom. He came back to see her
again.
How he
lost the contest.
Yeah,
this
right.
is an amazing example of acting with your hands, guys.
Yeah,
how often do you ever see acting with your hands?
Well, only in stories where they have to hide the fact that people's faces need to be obscured all the time. Ooh, she's very ADR.
This is amazing. I don't. I can't name another example of acting with your hands. That's how rare it is.
Smack, smack.
So this was
it from our thing from the Addams Family.
Oh, yeah, sure. I mean,
it's all acting with his hands. Yeah.
And the hand jive. It was amazing.
It's all acting.
It's all acting, man.
So this whole story is like, oh, I'm disfigured, and I'm having surgery to fix that, and she's nervous.
And they spared no expense on bandaging me up. My goodness. Mm-hmm. They used every bandage in town.
Yeah, there's useless bandage. Like, what good is the lowest bandage that's
right.
not holding anything in except the bandages underneath it?
I'm going to say most of that is
a waste. It's remarkable that she can breathe.
Mm-hmm. When is she going to stick that thermometer in? Is it going in the mouth or the anal?
Bum.
Which is it?
Bum. Bum hole.
Bum.
Yeah,
bum hole.
Because you can't get to the mouth this way. There we go. Into the mouth.
Into her.
Oh, shoot. This is the one I just used on patient 14's bum.
Yeah.
By the way, that lady, the nurse lady, has nice forearms. I'm just putting that out there. I'm a fan of a good forearm.
Mm-hmm. This is the most dimly lit hospital room I've ever
seen
in my life.
Well, do you think that in the 50s, people watched this and went, something's funky because they're showing the nurse in the dark only. Yeah. You never see her face.
Something's
funky because this is the Twilight Zone.
Yeah, I guess so.
Good point.
It just feels like it spoils
it. What are you watching
it.
Again? The Twilight Zone?
It sort of spoils it a little bit, you know?
Yeah, because you know that something's up with the way they look because you never see their faces. It's not like a subtle thing, like
right.
Like if it was all this with their backs turned and close up shots and stuff, I'd like that better than if she was in the dark,
smoking and reading magazines.
Chesterfield,
the 50s,
the Twilight Zone, brought to you by Chesterfield.
Chesterfield goes down smooth. 4 out of 5 doctors choose Chesterfield. Oh, can you imagine nurses smoking in the reception area? Amazing.
I love the size of the ashtray.
Templeton?
Yeah, that is Templeton. Like Templeton.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody
ashtray.
Has shadows and hands in this film.
That ashtray looks like the...
There's the guy.
Oh. Ah, he's scary looking. Oh, too early.
Now, this is unusual. Usually he says all this shit before we even do anything.
Yeah.
Not always. Sometimes we do get a little exposition.
Hmm.
And then he comes in.
I can't stop thinking about his crooked teeth.
Yeah.
I'm over it.
Yeah, I'm over it already.
He has like 4 extra teeth than normal humans.
The thing that Tina and I went to, the anniversary deal at the theaters where they showed like 4 or 5 of these, including this one, they had a 5th or 6th 30-minute program, which was a making of or documentary about the later life of Rod Serling. And he kind of turned into that good-looking turtleneck wearing, dark glasses that you wear inside wearing.
Nice.
Kind cool. of teaching the kids about film. Really cool look.
That's cool. Beatnik-y, it sounds like.
Yes, the 70s, like, now what you want to do? Don't give him too much.
He's
here's how to act with your hands.
He looks like a guy that smoked a lot. He smoked a lot? Probably smoked a lot.
Yes, every shot.
What's your opinions of Dr. Forearms there, Scott?
I like lady forearms better than man forearms.
Yeah, I could see that. I can see it. You think he like that hair gets all matted up when he sweats?
Yeah, probably.
how much could we pay you to lick his arm? What would it cost for Scott to lick his arm? How much money?
Oh, for me to lick my arm?
For you to lick that man's arm.
Oh, to lick that man's arm. I'd need at least $500.
Oh.
I'd do it for $250. $250.
But on a hot day,
then the price goes up. Price goes up.
Okay.
But
okay.
in a clean hospital environment where he's been scrubbing and stuff, no problem. Yeah. I'll do it.
All right. Oh, you can't do that. You can't rub the patient like that.
Yeah, that seems inappropriate.
Yeah. Right.
little too familiar. Yeah,
I always turn my back on people when I'm talking to them. I turn my back on you guys right this second.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, we've got a great view out here. Too bad you can't see it. Also, we're going to keep this light shining in your face for some reason.
Mm-hmm. Just as long as we can.
We're going to talk about bandages.
That city doesn't look real. It looks fake.
Mm-hmm. Flesh type.
What type of flesh do you have?
Right. Flesh skin type. Flesh?
So we took some off your butt and put it on your face.
Got to make sure it matches.
So you may be having some facial hair now.
We took some from my arm.
So they've injected her to get her face to change.
Right, because they couldn't do any plastic surgery.
But they already have. They've done so many surgeries on her.
Was it because of her flesh type that they couldn't do the surgeries?
Stuff just wouldn't match up with the flesh type.
Man, he is uncomfortably...
Dude,
slow down.
Yeah, you're thumbing close to the nipple. Get out of there.
Oh my gosh.
Where's his left hand?
Upper vagina.
Vagina. The creepy hands of the beholder is this episode title.
You know, it's all right as long as you keep a bag over her head.
Yeah. That's the way they used to think back then.
Here she comes reaching again.
Oh my goodness.
She's gonna touch his unit.
Her neck is like bulging out. She looks like a skinny person, like she's got like a double neck chin thing coming out of there.
Yeah, really thin shoulders, yeah.
Yeah.
This overdubbing is murder.
That's what I was thinking, because the mouth fat is moving in one pacing her.
And she's just so theatrical with the movements.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Very emotive.
Mm-hmm.
Very emote.
Much emote.
Much emoting. Oh, look, now he's got her hand. He's got his hand on her vagina again.
Yep, he's holding her. It's for leverage. It's for leverage.
When you're a doctor, you can get away with it.
Yeah. They just let you do it.
They just let you do it.
She has great
nails. Let me hold your arms.
Nails. Oh, he has great nails, too.
Yeah, that's probably part of the casting. It's like, yeah, you got to have great nails.
No, I think this hospital has a manicurist who comes around.
Oh, that's good, too. Well, why not?
This is all very intimate for a doctor and his patient.
Very. There's many others who share your misfortune?
Yeah.
Well, I want their stories now.
Right. Were they all in the same accident, or was it a birth defect? Or
Oh, he is touching her breast.
Wow. He is way too comfortable.
Did they not notice? Was Rod Serling in the corner going, this is great. This is good. Grab her boob.
More touchy.
Let's take it one more time.
God, I wonder if that light bulb is hot. Because they didn't have what kind of bulb is that?
Oh, I know. Back then they were all halogen awful heat bulbs. Yeah.
I'm so hot. Randy's right. That's some good hand acting.
Yeah.
That's all they've got.
Yeah.
Talking about a ghetto design, you freaks.
She is
gonna throw her in the ghetto.
Freaking out. Now lay down and let me fondle your boob.
she's hiding them.
I'll do it myself.
Oh, here he goes. hand, thumb.
Creeping.
Areola.
Or just a paper bag.
It does look like she just shoved her head in a bucket full of Ace bandages. Yeah.
Just like they spun her around in a bucket full of Ace bandages. Whee! Like cotton candy.
Just swirls around waiting for the next patient.
Exactly. Yep.
Well, she's
this lady better be a looker when she takes this off.
She's struggling.
Get off me. Get it. Oh, it's been like this since birth.
Did you ever once invite me in for a lousy cup of coffee?
Was she going to jump out?
Oh, my God. She's just going right out the window. Ooh, stop her right there.
I'm going to knock over this set.
this is very dramatic.
Very.
He's really just now. He's like, turn around.
Take him off. Get it off. No, we can't look at your ugly face.
Yeah.
So take it off her then? Uh-oh. Is that what she's saying? Is take it off?
Oh, look. She wants, yeah.
Hey, look, it's old used Star Trek hallways. Those look like original series Star Trek hallways. That was great.
They do. Please let me go. No.
That looks like
that
a shit
is not
bed.
1,000 thread count sheets. Let me tell you right
that's
now.
A shitty bed.
No, it's super.
Mm-mm. All right, you want them off? You want them off? You want to see him? Give me a mirror. We'll show her what she looks like. See if she likes it then.
Yeah.
What do you know, this is one of those now? Twilight Zones where there's really just one twist. Gimmick. And they have to wait so long to reveal that twist. There's so much setup in this episode.
Oh, there's like eyes. That light, that lamp back there, this guy's got two eyes on it. That's cool.
Say, Doctor, he doesn't just Templeton's? Yes, I am. Look at the size of this ashtray.
That thing's a beast. Right? It's like
every
a cone.
Ashtray is huge. And
everybody could smoke all week.
I never have to change this thing. I'll be dead before this thing's full.
That's amazing.
And this
is
just
normal, kinda see, right? Kind of see weird head shape here.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, and the thing is, if your ears stand out that much, don't get shot in silhouette.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
So my add-on is that that's the Pixar lamp, and it's so observing touchy. What's going on.
Oh, I like that.
That's true.
Like
it is
that.
Like Alexo Jr., isn't it?
It wants to get up and step on your eye.
And then it's going to turn and look at us all.
Look at that background. That is shit.
Bet on a little tiny 4-inch television, black and white, 8 pixels. You'd never notice.
Never. They really should have checked him out before they cast him. No, sir, your ears are a little too far out.
Yeah.
You're going to have to pin them back a little bit.
You're basically going to spoil our surprise before the audience sees it.
Spoiler, I'm not attractive. But why?
Why?
Come on, Shatner. You can do better than that.
Why?
Repugnant nurse, is the word we like.
Allow me to fondle your nipples. I'm only happy when I'm grabbing a boob.
I'm going to call this guy Dr. Stethoscope. I don't think they wear them all the time, do they?
You're grabbing me in an inappropriate place.
Yes.
This is a very touchy-feely episode.
Yeah.
Yes.
They're going to call HR if he's not careful.
Mm-hmm. I suppose. Oh, wow. Well, look at this. He's getting totally... Let me rub your shoulders. Oh, does that feel good?
Early roll for Harvey Weinstein.
No one does this. No one in real life. Did they do this in the 50s? They just smoke and grab each other?
Absolutely. What else? You didn't have phones or TV that you wanted to watch.
Dang.
What is that?
That's TV that, that you don't want to watch.
What a weird thing.
Yeah. This is Big Brother.
A night. Well, we talk like
again on a small screen. You would
you would never know
exactly. It's like, but I see the face thing right now. I'm seeing it.
Yeah.
You'll remain rational. You won't be hysterical. We know how women are in the 50s. Very hysterical. I'm gonna touch you. Ooh.
Do you think this is Steve Buscemi's favorite episode of Twilight Zone?
Nah.
I mean, it makes him realize that a whole world of him could exist somewhere.
That's so not nice. Not cool, yo.
Oh, I know.
I kid because I love.
As Brunaway would say, he's unique.
He's unique.
Try and get me. I'm in Chicago.
Yeah.
You can't reach me.
Yeah.
You can't touch me. It's too windy here.
Those shoulders are huge.
Yeah, we're just going to hold you down and anesthetize you. You cool with that?
Why do they have... Oh, that needle, dude. What is
that?
That
is a large needle.
That's a catheter tube.
That is the kind you stick in somebody's heart.
Yeah, just to wake them up. You jam that in your heart like Nicolas Cage in the Rock.
Eric Stoltz in
Right?
Get one of those,
don't keep those. You're not going to keep those, are you? Oh, they're going to wash them and keep them. Oh,
them.
Gross.
Sure.
No.
Ace bandages don't grow on trees, you know.
Not in the 50s. You see something? Smack.
There's a whole ward of people who look like her.
Well,
that they
of course
can
you can't see through the
on.
Bandages. What's it?
Also, why are they cutting them? I saw those fasteners on the back. Just undo it.
Right? Exactly.
This is dumb.
I brought these scissors and I'm damn well going to use them.
Mm-hmm.
wonder if they're the kind layered. my mom would never let me use her material scissors. Did your moms have those things?
And absolutely. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. I have them.
Yeah.
Don't touch my material scissors.
Cutting
in my
angle.
Household right now, there are good scissors and there are other scissors.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Nothing's wrong with her eyesight. What's the problem?
I guess just been wrapped so long.
Yeah, need to adjust to the...
Two doctors and two nurses? And how
well,
many?
Well, you have two roly-up nurses.
Okay. So that and then five packs of cigarettes between them.
Gosh, how many layers was on here?
More than you think.
It doesn't like it's going down any.
Nope. It's this onion has perpetual layers.
Uh-oh.
Continue next week. The final unrolling.
Exactly. I could just see you.
We are like 16 minutes into this episode.
Yeah, it's almost
three
over.
More minutes of unrolling.
Uh-huh. Oh my goodness.
Ooh, something's wrong. That doesn't
is
look
that
good.
Skin? No, but I guess that's more bandages.
More bandages. Oh no. I bet your head would get hot in that many bandages.
Uh-huh.
Ugh. Hey, why is she in a choir outfit? Is that the way is that the way they was used to look?
Yeah, so you have an exposed butt in the back.
Oh yeah. All we could do.
Do you mind signing this waiver of
so that we're not in trouble? We'll bill your insurance. Goodbye.
Thanks for coming to Doctor's Hospital.
A long and ugly, fruitful life.
What does fruitful mean in this context?
That she can have children.
Oh, look, the way they've sagged the bandages make us think it's ugly under there. Ah, nice job, Rod.
Yeah, smart.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Serling.
Clever.
Anyone name their kid Rod anymore? Has that ever happened?
No.
I was thinking about
Rod
that
and Todd.
A couple weeks ago when we were talking about Tallulah. There's not enough Tallulahs in the world.
I agree.
God.
But also, I guess there's Rodneys, right? There's Rodneys.
Yeah.
So Rod.
Any under 40, 50?
No. I'm going to say no.
Yeah.
Just Rod and Todd.
They're the perpetually Simpsons. Young.
Yeah, they're perpetually
young. Forever young. Rod and Todd.
I want to be. I have a couple of coworkers named Rod, but they're both old.
Yeah. That sounds right. I always like that about Blizzard. They're not ageist, man. They hire whoever. If you're old, bring them on. If you're young, bring them on.
Yeah, here we go. Now I'm going to just hit you with the scissors. Oh, nope. Hand them away.
Here comes the last of it. Oh, I love that video game. The last of it.
This always reminds me of the Metallica video.
Oh, yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
Or a Tool video. Remember Tool videos? There's always somebody looking like this in the Tool corner videos. Of the room in black and white. Uh-huh. Some old Asian naked guy. That's great.
Something gyrating.
Yeah. I assume that.
Is he smoking a cigarette? Oh my gosh, look at him. Help professional.
Oh, sure. Scary. I dropped the scissors.
Eek. She's horrible.
She's beautiful. What happened?
Boy, she had a lot of perfectly coiffed hair under there.
Right. Now we her turn hair. The lights on. Pink so face.
Now- real okay.
Make it go. Nerf. We're not smart. Make it go. You are smart.
So the question is, was she not expecting them to look like this, or is she still feel like she's hideous in there?
She feels like she's hideous.
Okay. But she also doesn't adhere to Captain Bill Bob up on the TV's idea of conformity.
Yeah. So I'd like to hear this thing recut with people doing the what the voices should sound like.
Right.
I think they're sharing facial appliances. They just pass it
absolutely.
Around.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That guy.
run.
I love how we get to keep seeing them. Here's another one and another one.
They're smoking.
Here, look at this one.
The smoking pig, man.
I hope that appliance isn't flammable.
Who hits on somebody with a cigarette really close?
It's an awfully short, shorty.
Outfit?
Church.
Don't look at me. I'm a monster.
I'm a monster.
Look at the size of that ashtray.
Big ashtray.
Monster.
They sound a little. They sound a little.
He's too
like,
ugly. I can't take it.
It's a little like Cornelius from Planet of the Apes.
It absolutely is. A little bit. That's the same time period, right?
Yeah, roughly.
I can't look at him. He's so grotesque. Who is that? Rod Serling? No.
Ah.
Why, how's it going? I think we can populate quite well. Thank you.
We could, but I'm going to have to do you from behind.
Right. You have no idea how many medicine balls I had to pick up.
That escalated quickly. Like this. Those, man.
Biceps on this guy.
Yeah, yeah, medicine balls, baby.
His biceps could break his own bones.
We have a lovely village with a 24-hour fitness.
Unkind. God, I'm handsome.
You feel a sense of great belonging.
Can't be with this ugly guy.
Are you a cult?
I'll bet his wiener looks like the ugly guy's. Got a big old weird lip on it.
I bet it looks like the ugly guy's face.
Yeah, exactly. Like the upper lip.
Yeah.
Like a horrible. Hey.
The Moyle flinched.
I didn't flinch. That guy just died a couple years ago.
What, Walter Smith?
The actor, yeah.
Not Why this, do we have to be so guy. Devilishly handsome? I don't know. The Come
guy,
with me.
The guy that played the Moyle on Seinfeld is who I meant.
Oh, that guy.
Okay. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, they said the episode name.
Yeah.
They're going to go to the village and this be was, directed by
This was Come truly on. A nightmare at 20,000 feet.
They should do it with every one of them. Did you see that plane monkey?
Plane monkey.
Truly a nightmare.
Oh, look at those pants. They're up there.
Yeah, they're way up.
That's well above the belly button. I love it.
Right. Yeah, that's good stuff. Look at these guys.
We love them. That was, by the way, the blonde is Donna Douglas from Beverly Hillbillies.
Oh, really? What? Yep.
What?
Yep. That's Ellie May.
That's Ellie May?
That is Ellie May.
What's he from?
Wow.
He's from the gym, is what he's from. From the gym. Look at those shoulders. Jeez.
What kind of world? What ugliness?
Edson Stroll.
There's nobody named Norm.
Hard to tell because it doesn't list the characters.
We're so sad and ugly. But man, we don't know.
That is Edson Stroll, who was in a bunch of Three Stooges and McHale's Navy episodes.
Huh.
That's fantastic. I like that episode a lot.
Yeah.
Conceptually, it's still strong, but also it's so cheesy. Like, just look at that. And now we get to stare at her bandages for another 5 minutes. All right. Well, there you go. Oh, shoot. The next one started. All right. Get out of there. Well done. Oh, well done.
I take that back. Hold on a second. It says Maxine Stewart is the blonde, but Donna Douglas is credited in this episode, and I thought for sure that was Donna Douglas.
I don't know.
Oh, maybe she's got some prosthetics.
That is absolutely Donna Douglas.
Okay. It is Donna Douglas, then.
It is
Donna Douglas. Donna Douglas.
Maxine Stewart was one of the nurses.
Gosh, Paul. She's still around, isn't she?
She just signed a photo of Donna Douglas right on the Donna Douglas part and not on the scary
that's hilarious.
Part.
Yeah.
Let's see. Donna Douglas, Beverly Hillbillies.
Donna Douglas.
She died in 2015, age 82.
Oh.
Yeah. She grew up in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Loved critters.
Love critters. That's hilarious.
Yeah, that's totally her. You're right. Now that I can see her picture side to side. That's just a very different acting job. Mm-hmm. And I guess
and she doesn't have to put on this accent in the hospital.
Gosh, Granny, I think my vagina barked at me.
It's interesting to try to imagine what it must have been like watching that for the first time in context at the time. Like, wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I've been thinking about Black Mirror. Mm-hmm. And the thing is, there's not a big twist usually. Like, even with shows that try.
It's usually just the setup, right? The setup is the, with Black Mirror, the setup is the thing. It's like the,
like, you get to find out at the end if someone lives or dies. You get to find out if they reach their goals, you know, so there's a, there's definitely a thing there, but it's just not, I don't know. I don't go into an episode of Black Mirror and feel this wonder of, whoa, oh my God, it was, he, there was actually a tree. You know, I don't, I just don't have that, but I'll bet you that that used to be a real thing that people would, you know, all gather around at Thanksgiving and talk about, did you see that episode of,
of the Twilight Zone? Yeah.
That's interesting.
Twilight Zone.
Well, I'm,
I don't think so. I think it was a bunch of nerds who stayed up late.
You think that's it? That's all it
was? I don't think this, I don't think it was a family show. I think it was just nerds who, like us now. Mm-hmm. I think, you know, I don't think everybody was watching it.
Sounds about right. Well, all right then. I hope it was fun for everybody while we wait for Ibbot to come home safely from Chicago, the land of the big shoulders and the windy city.
And boy, his arms are tired.
Yeah, exactly.
The windy shoulders.
Yeah, maybe while you're there, you can see a now free on the street Rob Blagojevich.
Wait. What was the nonsense phrase about Chicago?
The city of the big shoulders.
That's city of the shrugging shoulders.
Yeah,
it's just hysterical.
It is a weird thing, and I don't know why it exists, but there it is. But we hope you guys have a good one. We'll be back next week with some movie or another. Actually, we don't really know yet, do we? Do we?
I'm going to go to San Antonio, city of the pointy elbows.
Ah, pointy elbows. Go to Florida, the land of the long wiener. We're all excited about
Oh, that took a turn.
The anatomically.
That's your Twilight Zone moment.
You could say it took a curve.
It did take a curve. Mm. Gross. All right. Hey, that's going to do it for us. Thank you all for being here, for myself, for Brian, for Brian, and for Randy.
These cohorts.
We'll see you next time.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.